when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
A low-budget independent film from Western Australia recently came out just in time for an Anzac Day launch here. It's called Before Dawn, slightly cryptically. I mean, several dawns do feature in the movie, but no one in particular. But we do open on a young chap in a trench, the Somme, 1916, waiting for a dawn attack by Jerry.
Let's get to it.
Here they come!
Jim is about 19. He joined up looking for adventure, leaving his dad back on the farm. He and his two mates, Don and Legs, don't want to miss anything. After all, everyone agrees the war will probably be over by Christmas.
So, you're buggering off to the war with Legs and Don?
I can shoot.
I think I'll be valuable.
You're valuable here, Jim.
We'll come to your farm when this all blows over, eh?
It's not what it's cracked up to be.
Incidentally, don't get too attached to Legs or Don, or indeed most of the people we run into in the course of Before Dawn. We all know what it was like on the Western Front. Or do we, as the film trots through what we're all too familiar with in a World War I movie? Mud, barbed wire, slaughter in no man's land, rats, nervous breakdowns and the rest. We wonder why this is being sold as somehow new material.
Get down!
What was the war?
Dad, you boys want to go there?
Bullet, shell, gas.
I'll be going home, thank you very much.
She can get married.
Piss off.
I'm going to be his best man.
Yeah, if he's lucky.
Have the filmmakers not seen 1917, All Quiet on the Western Front, Gallipoli, or even Blackadder Goes Forth? Well, possibly not. The writer-director, one Jordan Prince Wright, is in his early 20s, though he's anxious to keep Before Dawn as close to reality as he can. Much of the material comes directly from diaries kept by troops at the time.
If we beat the Germans here, they'll run all the way back to Germany. We win this together. We go home together.
But as I say, we've been here before, and after decades of more brutal than less sentimental accounts over the years, including Sir Peter Jackson's They Shall Not Grow Old, we tend to be sceptical of old-fashioned boys' own paper heroics, which is essentially what Before Dawn is selling.
Here we go.
Another problem, one shared with most war films, particularly those set during World War I, is how similar most of the characters look. They're all young, short-haired Australian males, and dependent on audiences knowing the actors, maybe.
Hey, I'm sorry about your mates. They seem like good fellas.
Weren't you supposed to be watching them?
I'm sorry, Nichols.
This is my fault!
You may remember star Levi Miller playing Peter Pan a few years ago, but the rest were mostly new to me, and once covered in mud, it was initially hard to tell Archie from Don or Legs. The exception was the older Miles Pollard playing, as far as I could tell, every sergeant in every war movie ever made.
You fight for the man next to you!
Volunteers!
Let's go.
Get down! Hold the bloody line!
Without breaking much new ground, Before Dawn's heart is in the right place. The intention was to tell the story of Australia's great-grandfather's wartime experiences as accurately and dramatically as a small budget allows.
Help me!
Do you hear that?
Sit down. You're putting us all in danger.
The performances and direction are generally pretty good within the limits of a routine war story format. The best moments, though, are the details that don't quite fit that format, obviously plucked from real-life diggers' diaries.
Let's go.
No, I can't.
Come on, Michael.
Jim's dad's pipe. Take care of it. The nurse who refuses to treat a wounded soldier because she's busy with people she can help. The strange anti-climax at the end of the war. Those are always the details that stick with you in a war story, not the noble heroics. And it's to the credit of Before Dawn that there are enough of these to keep us interested.
I really thought we'd be home by now.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.